This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric Stewart, your host every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. This is my 17th year on the radio here, and I'm very happy to be with Ken Hunter, who's our engineer behind the board, who makes all the magic happen with all those special sounds that you hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you really shouldn't. Oh, that's too much. Thank you.
Ken was giving a little bow to the audience, so hooray for Ken. You know, I want to chat for just a second about what won in a multiple contract scenario, and then we'll segue at the end into our radio theater called Senior Moments, which you will love. This past week, one of our team members, Jim Beckley, was working with a buyer, and it was the first time the buyer had competed in a multiple contract scenario. The house that they ended up winning, they had to offer about 10% more than the asking price in order to get the property. The house was listed for $550,000. Jim wisely saw where the market was based upon the arc of time, which you've heard me chat about, and saw where things were going and in his experience and our experience as a team in discussing it. Meaning, we would look at that house and decide, what would I list this home for right now? And where do I think it would ultimately sell? And when you're in the middle of the battle, you can see who's winning and who's losing, right? Now, in this case, Jim knew how to get the home because he knew what it was going to take. He's a very good buyer agent, as all the team members in my group are. So he created an offer at $550,000 that had an escalation clause where the price went up by $5,000 increments by $55,000, so up to $605,000. There were five offers. The buyer ultimately paid the $600,000, not the $605,000, didn't have to go higher than that. So they got the house on price, but there are some other key issues in that offer that made the difference. One is they came in with no financing contingency. And that means that the buyer is taking all the risk if they don't get their loan, meaning that they're going to get financing. They put up a deposit of $30,000, but with no financing contingency, so that the seller recognizes that, okay, we'll settle in 30 days, or worst case is I'll get that 30 grand and we'll put it back up for sale. $30,000 in a month is a good return. Not anybody wants to do that, but this buyer had pre-approval, gone through all the credit checks, had the income, had the cash to be able to purchase. And there was no question that they could get a mortgage, you know, unless they lost a job or something. And they were willing to risk that. The seller took that guarantee of no financing contingency and no appraisal contingency. Now, I've chatted about the importance of having the view that there are two buyers for every home, the buyer and the bank. Buyer buys the home. The bank comes behind that, sends an appraiser in who looks at the property's condition, square footage of the property, the improvements of the property, and then judges based upon comparable properties, not competition. Looking backwards, they look at the comparables that have settled within the last 6 months to determine what they believe is the fair market value for the property. And then the bank will lend money on that property according to what the appraiser says the value is. Very important that the listing agent on your transaction fights for your appraisal in a swiftly upward moving market like we're experiencing. And so the buyer waived the appraisal, making that not an issue for the seller to accept the offer. And lastly, there was no home inspection contingency, which is a risk that buyers are willing to take for a seller. You know, you won't have to fix anything. And it's the dream of the seller to say, okay, I've sold my house as I accept my offer. Pretty nice, huh? If you're in a process of buying, selling, and want to have a better understanding for how we could help you, feel free to give us a call. Our toll-free number here at the Eric Stewart Group of Long Foster is 1-800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. And also, sign up for our webinars at ericstewartgroup.com. I teach on the timing, the pricing, and the condition, and how you can approach those every week. Right there on the homepage, sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. Let's get started now with our Senior Moments Radio Theater.
Dad? Charlie! Charlie! Dad! Charlie! Charlie, go my sleep. Dad!
Oh, hey, Tommy. This is a surprise. Charlie, you're a good boy. Are you happy to see Tommy?
Actually, Dad, I called just 15 minutes ago and said I was coming and...
Charlie, drop my shoe! Drop it!
Dad! Charlie, do you like playing with Tommy's shoe?
Oh, he's torn the heel off. Charlie, give me that shoe.
You take away his toys and he'll just want something else.
What the... Charlie, put the couch down.
It's okay. I let him play with that one. It's old. Let me get some more sausages. That'll calm him down.
Dad, you can't give him sausages. Look at him. He's getting enormous.
He's not fat. It's just gas. Just give him a squeeze.
What?
Charlie, come here. It's all gas. I don't think the sausage agrees with him.
Don't you think you should take him to the vet?
No, no, he doesn't need a vet. Just needs a squeeze. Here. There we go. You'll be fine. So, what brings you over in the middle of the week? You usually only come on Saturdays.
Sundays, after church.
Right, Sundays.
Well, let me get right to the point.
Here's the sausages. Charlie, sit. Good boy. Charlie, roll over. Good boy. Charlie, do a handstand. Good boy.
Dad.
Oh, hi, Tommy. Would you like a sausage?
No, Dad. Come with me a second.
Where to?
I'm going to go down to the basement, to the bomb shelter.
Bomb shelter? What in the world do you want to go down there for?
Old time's sake. Just remembering all the great times we had during the drills. When all my neighbor friends would come over and Mom would set off the siren. One blast and we would duck and cover. Two blasts and we'd race to the shelter. And three blasts, we would push my friends out the shelter door and bar it so they couldn't get in. They would be screaming and pounding and we would pretend there was only enough supplies for the two of us.
Great times.
Come on, let's go on down the stairs and give it a look.
You can go on down.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just need to keep an eye on Charlie and make sure he doesn't get on the couch.
Dad, he dragged the couch into the hallway and flipped it over. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah, I suppose not.
So let's go.
Can't do the stairs.
What?
I can't do the stairs anymore.
I know.
You do?
I do. That's why I came over.
Are you going to carry me down the stairs?
No. I wanted to talk to you about these stairs and this house.
What about it?
This house isn't working for you anymore.
What are you talking about? This was our dream house. We've lived here almost 40 years.
Dad, you're all alone in this big house. It has stairs, and you can't go up and down the stairs. It's falling apart because you no longer have the stamina to keep making repairs. It's dangerous.
Let me show you something. You see this room?
Yes, Dad.
I built this room. All the columns, the big arches, the scroll work on the ceiling, the gold gargoyles and angels, the candle holders, the pipe organ, and the stained glass windows. Your mother loved this room. Perfect miniature replica of St. Paul's Cathedral. It took me years.
I know, Dad. I helped you. It was a wonderful time. But when was the last time you were in here?
Recently.
How recently?
2004, I think.
It's so full of stuff you can't even go in it. I mean, when is the last time you played the tuba? And this pile of newspapers. The top story is President Ford's speech. And Dad, when did you get a parrot?
I don't recognize that parrot.
That's my point, Dad. You have a parrot, and you didn't even know it? Look, I'm not asking you to pack and move. I'm just asking you to consider the idea that it may be time to look for something smaller, easier to maintain, simpler, and maybe with some assistance nearby if you need it.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to at least consider it.
Maybe you'd go with me and Jenny and see a few options. No obligations, just to consider it. You might actually see something you like.
What would I do with Charlie? Would you and Jenny have to take him?
No, absolutely not. Necessary. Almost every place I've looked at will take pets. Even ones as big as Charlie. Parrots, too.
Wonder what the parrot's name is.
Bob?
The parrot appears to be named Bob.
I have a parrot named Bob. I didn't even know that.
Bob, want a sausage?
I guess that is my parrot.
Okay, it's a deal. We'll do a little looking around. How about on Saturday?
Saturday? Why so soon?
We're just looking. Nothing but looking right now.
Oh, okay. On Saturday.
Great. I've got to get running. Jenny is actually out in the car.
What? Why didn't you bring her in?
I thought you might be more comfortable talking about this alone.
Oh, yeah. You're a good kid.
Thanks. I had a good dad.
You still have a good dad.
That's what I meant. I have a good dad. I'll see you Saturday.
Well, how did it go?
I think it went okay. He agreed to go with us on Saturday.
Okay, that was quicker than I expected.
My dad has a parrot.
Yes, I know. Bob.
You knew he had a parrot?
Of course. Bob likes sausages. Turkey sausages in particular.
Turkey sausages? There's something creepy about that.
I always thought so. I guess it's my turn. Shall we go to my mom's? I hope she's as agreeable as your dad.
I'm sure she will be.
Was it awkward?
A little. Well, a lot. It's a strange season we're in, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And it will probably only get stranger.
Well, that was fun. Be sure to join us for our second installment. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.